loved it, but you know, it was time. It was time to move on. But definitely Dynamite HD put out a full 7 watts when hooked up to a power supply.
Yeah, I hated doing it, but I needed the money to finish paying my mother-in-law for my wife's birthday gift. They were out with her one day, and they were shopping in I forgot where the hell they were shopping, Macy's maybe or Lord & Taylor's. And she was trying on this coat that she liked a lot, but she didn't want to buy it. It was too much money. So they called me up and they said, "Did you get Pam a birthday gift yet?" And I said, "No." They said, "Well, she's been trying on this jacket. She tried it on 3 times, but she won't buy it because it's too much money. You want to get it for her?" I said, "Yeah, sure." So they picked it up for me, and I just finished paying my mother off, my mother-in-law off. I hate owing her money. Look at that jerk off. I hate owing her money, so to pay the last bit of it off, I sold those two HTs. I sold them as a pair. I got $100 for them.
Wow. Oh, man. Charlie, that's freaking unreal, bro. I can't get over that. Oh, man, that's the steal of a lifetime.
Yeah, I thought it was a fair price. I had a guy that wanted to buy one of them, but he only wanted to give me like $40. I said, "You kidding me?" He said, "Those radios are worth at least $50 a piece, plus I threw in a speaker mic." Yeah, I'll probably regret it later, but you know what? I think I'll save up, and the next HT I'll get is probably the one you're using now. You know, have everything in one package, you know, rather than, you know, if I wanted to do a 2-meter 440 with an HT, I'd have to carry both of them around, so I'll just get one HT that covers them both, and maybe 220.
How did they look? I mean, did the antennas, were the antennas identical, or was the 440 one shorter?
No, they were probably the same length. The 440 one was very thin, and the 2-meter one was a thicker antenna.
I had the 202, man. Like I said, I had the 202, and I used to love it, man. That was my first HT. That was my first ham radio, period.
Yeah, another guy here at work got into ham radio the same time I did. And that was his first radio, was the HTX-202. He has since let his license lapse, whereas I've kept mine going. But, yeah, I remember when he got that thing. And, you know, at that time, ICOM, Kenwood, all the others, if you bought a 2-meter HT, you'd have to pay extra for the PL tones. Radio Shack, when they sold that HT, it came with PL tones. It wasn't an option. It was already in.
And the radio put out a full 7 watts when it was hooked up to a power supply, Charlie.
And one MUQ mobile. Yeah, I don't know if I ever saw 7 out of it, but I know I saw 6. Yeah, it was a great radio, built like a tank. In fact, the two that I sold, I modded out. I did the battery replacement. The internal battery, memory battery, dies after a while. And there's a mod for going in there and removing the internal battery and putting in a battery holder and, you know, the coin-type battery. That way, you know, you can always change it when the battery dies.
What was the condition of them? Were they in good condition?
Yeah, I would rate them as in very good condition, yeah. They were great, nice radios.
What, did you buy them at the same time?
No, the 2-meter one I had for a while, and then the 440 one I was trying to, I've gone through a couple of 440s, and so the 440 one I bought recently.
I heard that those HTs were made by ICOM and sold to Radio Shack. Radio Shack just put their name on them.
That was the rumor going around. I don't know if that was ever substantiated, but that was certainly the rumor at 1MUQ.
Okay, so you heard that too. Okay, all right. So that verifies something to me. At least you heard that also. I thought maybe I was the only one.
Oh, that was the scuttlebutt that ICOM made them for Radio Shack. I really thought Radio Shack was going to get, you know, whole-hogged into ham radio. You know, they came out with that, then they came out with, I think, a dual-band HT. Then they came out with a mobile radio. And then all of a sudden, you know, and then they, the 10-meter radio. You know, and then all of a sudden they just dropped it.
Not to mention, they had a lot of FRS radios. You familiar with them? They had some beautiful little tiny FRS radios.
Yeah, I can't say I ever used one, but, I really thought they were going to stay into the hobby. You know, they still sell connectors and coax and whatnot. In fact, when I get another rotator, it'll be from Radio Shack.
Okay, copy that.
I was just in there picking up some component cables for my son's TV. He's got an HD TV, but he's using the wrong cable, so he's not getting the HD signal. You know, the HD quality picture. So I picked up some component cables that'll transmit HD.
Charlie, you ever go to a Fairway? There's a store by me that just opened up called Fairway. I know there's one in Stamford. You ever go to Fairway?
Yeah, that's the store. Excuse me, I don't know if that's the one near you sells it, but that's the store near me that sells those Carnegie pastrami's, corned beefs, and pot roast. They're all in the same box. It's just three different items. It's, you know, consumer package. If you go there, look for it. You can't miss it. It's a small box. It's got the Carnegie label on it, and real nice design on the box. And they're pastrami, corned beef, and pot roast. You might like the... I know you don't like corned beef, but you might like the pot roast. Just make sure you slice it thin, and then they're absolutely delicious.
Okay, yeah. Well, I go to that Fairway. I went there today. They got a nice selection, boy. Nice selection, and the prices aren't bad. The one that opened up by me is the biggest one of all of them. It's over an acre in size. It just opened up about a month ago.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. You know, the prices aren't that competitive. Some of the stuff is... and some of the stuff is pretty pricey because, you know, they sell all sorts of exotic. Say, if you need something, you could probably find it at a Fairway. I like their olive oil section. They got olive oils from all over the world.
Yeah, I know. They have, the one they opened up by me, like I said, is the largest of all of their stores. And they have 600 different types of cheeses. The olive oil section, they actually have these, like, little containers out with bread that you could dip into the... It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, the one near me has a food court, too, which is real nice. You can go over there and you can get your lunch if you want. In the summer, they have tables outside, so you can buy your lunch, whatever it might be, take it outside and eat it out there. Yeah, it's a real nice store, but that's definitely where they have that Carnegie stuff, so keep your eyes open. Or ask somebody that works there, say, do you sell that Carnegie pastrami, you know, the 12-ounce consumer box, and look for it, and that stuff's made here where I work.
All right, so does it have the Thuman's name on it or no?
It does, but it's on the back, and it's real small. You know, we decided... because sometimes we have problems with other companies like Forcehead and whatnot when we go into certain establishments. So we decided that we'd sort of ride on the backs of somebody that's well-known like Carnegie and just put our logo on the back. So it's real small on the back. It says distributed by Thuman's. But it'll be easier if you look for Carnegie than us, because that's the main name.
Okay, copy that, copy that. KC2HBR. Yeah, they got a food court at the one I go to. They have a food court, and they have a bakery and a fish. Oh, my God, the store is amazing. It's over an acre in size, and it's the biggest one out of all of their stores. Charlie, it's just amazing, amazing. It's really like their motto. They have a motto that says, like no other market, and I couldn't agree more.
10-1-MUQ, yours also has a liquor store attached to it.
That we don't have. I don't think. I never saw that. That I did not see.
Yeah, we haven't been there a while. It's actually on the other side of town. It's a little bit of a hike for us. But, you know, usually whenever we're going to have a party or something, we go there because, you know, we can find everything we need, you know, in one store. And it takes a while to get through. It's almost like a Stu Leonard's. I don't think you have any Stu Leonard's by you, do you? Have you ever heard of them?
Heard of them, but I've never been to one. I'm very curious about it, though. I heard that they got their own cows, and they sell the milk from their own cows.
Yeah, I believe they have their own farm, their own dairy farms. It's probably something that they just invested in. Probably was an existing farm, and they put a big investment of, you know, of cash into it and said, listen, you're making milk just for us. But yeah, they're very big. I don't know how many there are now in the tri-state area. I know they're in Yonkers. They're in New Jersey, somewhere in New Jersey, I think. They're in Connecticut, a couple. The main store is in Connecticut. And we do some, they buy some of that Carnegie stuff as well.
KC2HBR. Oh, Roger, I gotta go look for that. Now you really got me curious. I wanna try that. That sounds awesome.
Dan, 1MUQ. Stationary mobile. Yeah, I'm not a big corned beef person either. Once a year I'll have corned beef and cabbage. Although I get sick of looking at them. Come March, we're gonna be seeing thousands and thousands of pieces of briskets going through this building. And my department, we do a lot of work that time of the year. And after a while, I get sick of seeing them. But we'll still have the traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. They make it here at work, and I bring a piece home. The kids like it. But the pot roasted pastrami is really out of this world. You'll really enjoy it. Anyway, Johnny, on that note, I'm going to try to take maybe 5 or 10 minute cat nap before the car starts to get cold and then go inside. I'm a little bit early. But good talking to you. Have a happy new year and a safe one. And look forward to talking to you next year. KC2HBR at 1MUQ.
All right, 7-3 Charlie. Take care. Have a good one, and we'll catch you next time. We'll talk to you like you said. We'll talk to you next year sometime. Take it easy, buddy. KC2HBR, I'll be clearing out. Good night.
Good night, John. Have a nice weekend. And 1MUQ is clear. WA2ZOZ.
W2TTT, this is N2EYK.
N2EYK, W2TTT, hello.
Good morning, Gordon. We're around the corner from you. Maybe about a minute and a half away.
That's fine. They're just getting ready to start. We're taking names, addresses, and the like, and so we're going to start in about 5 minutes. So your time limit.
Real good. Okay. I'll see you in a little while.
W2TTT.
N2EYK.
W2TTT, WA2SST Mobile.
Hey, Jack. How are you, sir? I'm about to start a ham radio course. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Happy New Year, you and family. Hey, can I take that class?
Yeah, you want to take the
Well, wait a minute. You're an extra.
Goodness. I tried to motivate son Josh toward to the ranks of the hobby, and I think I planted a seed. Anyway, I got a really nice email from your son. I just wanted to tell you that it was very nice, and I responded, and however, I did get your sons mixed up, and I apologize for that.
Let me guess. The email came from James, and you called him Jeremy.
Now, the email came from James, and I thought he was the one that was in the service, but in the Navy, but I James quickly pointed out that it was his other brother.
Oh, my, oh, my. Well, thank you again for those tickets. That was awesome. Really was. What do you call it? I got some tickets for, I paid for them actually, for tomorrow's game. John, the one in the Navy, and Jeremy are going to go to that game. James and Nancy went to the one that you facilitated. I am left standing, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'll be a good daddy. I'll stay home.
Well, when the dust settles from the holidays and the kids are back at their respective, you know, locations, give me a call.
Oh, no worries. No worries. All right, I got to run. I got to get this trivia going. But again, thank you very much. It was great seeing you the other day. And thank you for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. 7-3, and I know you'll enjoy your class, and I'll try and motivate son Josh a little bit further. W2TTT, this is WA2SST, 7-3.
All righty, 7-3, W2TTT. Thanks again.
Good morning, KUNJMI.
Years we've been with them, and
so we'll do it again tomorrow.
A similar circumstance. We've been getting together with the same group. Unfortunately, a couple have passed away, and one or two moved to Florida. But what remains of the group, we still get together regularly, and we rotate to one another's homes. And it's nice, you know, people that you've known a long time, you've seen their kids grow up together. It's still comforting and still enjoyable.
I'm confused about getting into this store. Okay, I did figure it out. Yeah, it is comforting. Yeah, everything sort of fits together. All right, I'm at my first stop, Ted, so if I don't speak to you before the event with your friends, Happy New Year, and don't bite the dentist. They don't like that.
I will try not to, Dick, and you too, in case we don't get together or speak of before then. The very best to you and the family, and hopefully we'll catch you soon anyhow. KYJMI, W2PN, clear.
Good morning, KYJMI.
Connected G1WJR. G1WJR disconnected. Connected W2TTT.
This is W2TTT. W2TTT. W2TTTQRT.
You mobile.
Hey Charlie, how are you? I've got a small ham radio class here, and I'm testing the echo link via my phone, listening on the radio in background, just demonstrating how it works. Over.
Okay, very good. I heard you on. I knew you were on echo link. Just thought I'd come back to you, let you know you're getting out, and you sound good. I'm making my way up to the George Washington Bridge right now, on my way home.
Okay, very good, Charlie. I hope your Christmas was good. Ours was wonderful. Family's doing well, and I hope you have a peaceful and blessed New Year. I'm gonna say 7-3 for now. I gotta get back to my class. We only have another 400 questions to go through before now at 7 o'clock. Bye-bye. N1MUQ, safe drive home to Connecticut, W2TTT.
Okay, very good, Gordon. And you have a safe and healthy New Year as well. Look forward to working you again. Take care of yourself. 73 for now. W2TTT and 1MUQ Mobile.
W2TTT disconnected.
Thank you.
Kilo Delta 2, Alpha Lima Victor. Kilo Delta 2, Alpha Lima Victor, radio check, mobile.
Hey, 1JMI, you got good audio. Sorry, I didn't get the call.
Thank you very much. Kilo Delta 2, Alpha Lima Victor, 73.
You can have a runoff if you wish, but Happy New Year, K1JMI. Name is Dick. K1JMI.
Go to a VE and get my general. So Yeah, I'm out and about.
Well, lots of luck. Hope you get it. Yeah, that's one thing I'll be doing soon during the winter. I said to myself I'm going to study for the general also.
Yeah, I unfortunately have been putting the general off for about 20 years. as you can probably tell from the prefix to mine with the Kilo Bravo, too. They haven't had Bravos in a long time. I actually had to get a novice with five words a minute. Stumbling block way back then was the 13 words a minute. I just could never seem to receive reliably above, you know, 12 was about my limit, 11 and 12 words a minute, which, of course, was insufficient. Then they finally knocked it down to the 5 words a minute. I procrastinated still, and now that there's no code whatsoever, kind of gave myself the hike of the bootstraps and said, you know what, you really don't have any excuse, just don't do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of did away with the code. For me, I have no interest in it. I don't get me wrong, I think it's great to know it, but just not for me.
Well, with today's day and age where you can actually have that audio stream come in, and if you use something like a software-defined radio, for example, have it come in, running it, have that output going through your MIDI, you know, through your sound card, or you know, whatever it may be, whether it's built in or whatever, have it come through, you can have a program analyze it, and it can bring everything, you know, it can type it out for you on a sub-screen. And then you type what you want back, and, you know, it goes back the same way. So, I mean, it's still useful, yeah, and you can still utilize it, but you don't have to sit there and practice the fist, as they say.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I myself, I think if I had to actually sit there and learn the code and to be able to upgrade, I don't know if I would do it. I mean, if I have to be really... Maybe find one of the bands that's so hopping that I say, oh, you know, I have to do it, but I don't know.
Yeah, generally that would be the, you know, that was the incentive. You know, back when I started, you couldn't get one without doing the 5 words a minute. So, I mean, there was your incentive. You know, you want a license, you needed to do 5 words a minute, so it was there. In fact, I remember back then what I had done is I had made a copy of the... Of a Morse code training tape, and I had copied it onto an endless loop cassette. And a little bit before I would go to bed, now mind you, this is teenage days, I'd go before bed, I'd turn it on nice and low, and you know, practice it as going to sleep, and it would be running all night long while I was asleep. I'd wake up, it was there, and I mean, it worked great. I mean, it drilled it into your head. I must have been dreaming dots and dashes at the time, but it worked. You know, I guess you could probably do the same thing now if you put it on a CD and just set it on repeat.
Yeah, probably. It probably would work.
Yeah, everybody learns differently. And so, I mean, that one actually worked for me because I found if I was trying to study it and... You know, something was going on in the house. I would get too distracted. So, you know, if I was doing it a little bit before I went to sleep, you know, kind of like people read a book or, basically read a book is probably the best example. Read a little bit before bed. I figured I'd do it a little bit before bed and then realized that, you know, once it keeps going, it actually worked better.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, when I first started studying for the ham license, I think that's when they just did away with the code. I forgot what year that was, and I started studying, then I would put it off and study again and put it off, and then recently I did it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just got to get to the point where okay, I'm gonna do this. And that's what you do. And it's nice. I mean, it's got its place. I mean, let's face it. If the microphone element is broken in your transceiver and you still need, you know, still need help, at least you can chuck up in a, you know, da da da, you know, SOS, did it, da da da, did it. Better than nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. I mean, granted, unless you're a hardcore, you know, code person, you probably will rarely use it at best. That's nice to have it for that, you know, oops, really panic situation. So, all right. Well, I think we've got an ID here. KB2JLL mobile for ID.
All right, KD2AYU for ID. I forgot your first personal, but I'm just parked in front of my house, so I'm getting ready to go in. So I'll say Happy New Year's and 73s, and I'm clear after your finals. KD2AYU, I believe you said your call sign were KB2JLL, right?
That is correct. KD2AYU 73. Happy New Year. And as you landed at the home QTH, and KB2JLL Mobile will still be listening. 73.
Connected. KC2ZPT. KC2ZPT disconnected.
Zulu 2 Kilo. 2K testing 1-2 and Z 2K. And Z 2K testing.
And Z 2K disconnected.
Z2K.
It is JFL Mobile listening.
Thank you.